common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Welcome back from our intro segment. Thanks for staying with us into our guest segment. As you know, we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Really glad to be with you. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by John Cruz. And if you're not familiar with his story, and we actually have interviewed John a few times earlier, he's had dealings with criminal corrupt banking. And a lot of it is related to what's going on today. I asked John to come back on and share his experiences and his insight as to how what he dealt with several years ago is now manifesting again in a slightly different form, but with all the same players. But before we join John, we need to pay a few bills here. First of all, let me just say this to you. The meat packing plants are now closed again. I think they're an essential service. They should put the National Guard in there with hazmat suits if need be. We are looking at shortages. I told you, my wife, one package of bacon limit. Went into Safeway, major store in Phoenix, and not one carton of milk in the entire store. And this store is huge. So we're beginning to see the outgrowth of food shortages here. And I'm warning you, if you do not have storable food, you're running a risk. And if you're looking to accumulate, they have the way to do it at MPS. 4-week. $100, 4-week package, $100 off. So every time you order a 4-week package, you get almost a 40% discount. That is the best there is, and this is for restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And if you don't know, we have a TV show now, the commonsenseshow.tv. Good investigative journalism. And the best part is if they take away all of our platforms, they can't take that one because we control it. Now, we're on all the usual partners like Roku and so forth, but here's the deal. We still will have our platform. How do you find it? How do you become a part of it? TheCommonSenseShow.tv. And then finally, if you have a cyber grid down situation, and we know the Chinese have talked about doing this, we fear the Chinese are going to do this. Well, do you have water filtration? When the water stops moving, stops being purified, are you going to be able to provide for your family? Well, we have the best water filter out there. It's called the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. And if you go to waterwithdave.com, they have all the research right there that shows you exactly why this is number one. And they're offering the product right now while supplies last at 40% off. So you've got the food, preparewithdave.com, and now you've got water filtration at waterwithdave.com. And now we have John Cruz, and he's been kind enough to join us. And John has a really compelling story. And John, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us. And I want to really start with a brief review of your experience with HSBC Bank and how you came up against monolithic criminal figures that blunted you from having justice in the banking system. So anyway, welcome. And that's where I'd really like to start this interview.
Well, Dave, thank you for having me on the show again.
Privilege.
It's been great. Well, started out as learning how money flows through the system, especially with governments working with a bank such as HSBC. It's a bank that uses your identity to public, uses your name, your social, funnels money through the system, hundreds and thousands, billions and trillions of dollars for a lot of legal activities that take place, to also include paying off public officials, paying off presidents, paying off congressmen, paying off all these people that have all the money and allow it to happen every day.
Well, let me ask you this. With what we know now with the allegations that Governor Kemp of Georgia is on the take from Communist China, we believe McConnell is now, we know he's in bed with Dominion voting machines with campaign donations, and he blocks integrity bills for elections. Would HSBC be the kind of bank that would be used to facilitate Chinese bribe money to political officials in America?
Yes, so easily. It's done every day. they use the public's identity to funnel money through the system so it doesn't look like it's coming from China. It's coming from individuals like yourselves, and you don't even know it. It is so easy to bribe officials with millions of dollars and using companies' identities, Americans' identities, to use the public's identity around the world. And you would never know it's coming from a Chinese government, a Chinese corporations. You would never know unless you are an inside person.
So would these be mythical people with real money, with fake Social Security numbers?
No, these are real people with real Social Security numbers.
Okay.
They use their Social Security number and their identity to funnel money around the world.
Okay, I got it. So it's identity theft. And this is really what you found when you were at HSBC Bank as an officer of the bank.
I found millions and billions and trillions of dollars every month funneled through the system, to include money going through the Clinton Foundation and all. It's all the public's identities being used.
Wow. And the Chinese would have a way to disguise all this, right? And that's why they use these identity theft individuals. This is incredible. One of the things that what I'm wondering about here, too, is do you have any guesses on the capacity limit that they could have? Because here's what I'm wondering. You have all these lawsuits for election integrity, and not one case has been heard. Every case has been dismissed. And we all know that the evidence is overwhelming. So is there a capacity limit to how much the Chinese could use for bribery? Do they have enough to bribe, I don't know, say 20, 50 judges, Supreme Court, maybe 50 key congressional personnel? Do they have enough to pull this off?
They have trillions of dollars to pull it off. They have the American debt, which I don't even know if anymore if it is truly a debt. I think it's just a hoax. The way things are working in our system, it's just a number in a computer. I mean, they can pull a number out of a hat and create whatever they want, saying, oh, we have $2 trillion, and where did that money come from? Nobody will ever know. It's so fake. So for you to say, is there a limit? There is an infinity limit, because I can create whatever I want in the banking system. It's a computer system created by man to do whatever we want for the government to do what they want.
And do you think the facilitation bank for these bribes that we're finding out about, is that likely HSBC Bank?
HSBC is the king of all when it comes to corruption.
That pretty well says it all. And one of the things that we talked about before we went on air was, you said, we see all the same people, the people that you dealt with and so forth. Can you address that?
These same people have been doing this through their lives, doing the corruption. They are so in bed with the corruption that they have to control it. They have to keep going with it, because there is no way out other than sinking. And maybe there'll be a day that they do sink and get truly caught, but they all work together hand in hand in our government. They're all multimillionaires, and they control everything. The little guys, nobody cares about.
You, I believe it was you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you come across Comey's involvement in this bank and his ability to move large sums of money?
Comey, Loretta Lynch, Obama's, Biden's, Clinton's, there's a whole lot of people. And why are me and the American people so stupid to think that we're voting for these people? This voting is such a scam. I mean, they give us one or two people that we can vote for. I mean, I should be up there in elections being voted, because I would change this company so fast, change this country inside out, that we wouldn't need or want any billionaires controlling anyone. No multimillionaires controlling anyone. People should be created equal, not based off, oh, you qualify because you're dark skin, or you don't qualify because you have white skin, or you just don't qualify based on race, based on sex. You have to qualify because you're a person of integrity. You're a person that can do the job. But our society and our country is disgusting right now.
No, I would agree. Well, let's go with Comey. I believe he had a supervisory position. Was he working out of the UK when he was moving money for the Clintons?
He was working for HSBC through the UK and the United States. He was controlling everything.
Can you give us some examples when you say everything?
Everything. He was controlling the money flow and watching the money flow that people wouldn't see where it was coming from, making sure it looked like it was coming from donations, making sure it looked like it was coming from a manufacturing company, but a manufacturing company really didn't know anything about the donations going through, or the money transfers, or taking a shipment of Nike sneakers, for example, or somebody else's product and saying, oh, there's $200 million of product, but meanwhile, it's a shoebox empty. You can say whatever you want to say it is, have it go through customs, control the customs. Oh, Kumi said not to look at that. That's a $200 million shipment. That money goes through our bribes. Nobody can see it. On paper, it looks great, but the actual reality is it's all done electronically, made to hide it from us.
It's amazing. Was that his last job before becoming FBI director?
I believe so.
That's what I thought, too. I've often wondered.
He could have had other jobs that were hidden under the table, and people wouldn't know about it just for money things. You don't know.
Well, John, one of the things I was wondering about here was he goes from being a professional money launderer for the global elite. And so he does that performance, and then he goes to work for the FBI. And I've wondered to myself, what qualified him to go to the FBI? Corruption?
What qualified him? He was king of corruption. The king of corruption, helping people that are in power. You belong in power with them.
So what we're saying here, and I think this is remarkable, because the FBI had the Hunter, I'm sure you're familiar with the Hunter Biden laptop. And
yes.
They had this for over a year, and they did nothing with it. And it's endemic of their corruption. And if you look at Comey's background, professional money launderer for all kinds of nefarious activities, and he goes from that to being the FBI director with no law enforcement credentials?
He was totally corrupt. He was totally on their side. He was 100% with the wrong people for the right job.
Wow. Amazing. We'll come back to Comey, but I want to go to Loretta Lynch. You brought her up, and she's the former attorney general. But you had a dealing with her when you had this massive corruption that you uncovered, and you refused to back down, so they let you go because you had integrity. You had an encounter with Loretta Lynch. Can you talk about that?
Yes. Well, Loretta Lynch was informed that I had all voice recordings, documentations of all multiple people corruptions, to including with the Clintons and all, and she refused to investigate it. She and I had recordings of Homeland Security, IRS agents. I had so many things for her to look at and her staff, and they swept it under the table because it was all factual, it was all based on facts, and they knew if they brought it out, they would all go under. So she hid it from everyone. Her and her staff.
Now, you mentioned IRS and DHS here. Let's take the IRS. This is new to me. I did not know that you had implicated the IRS. What was their role in all this corruption?
The IRS has not charged anyone with tax evasion. They let it slide. They have done nothing that needs to do with anything I found with the money laundering that was going on within the bank, within government officials. And they stated in interviews with them, multiple interviews, they knew nothing about this, but there was, just on two accounts alone of money, as I showed them, of money transfers taking place, over $500 million in tax revenue lost. This is just two accounts out of thousands upon thousands of accounts. So why didn't they get that? Why didn't anyone get their money? Is tax evasion legal now? From what I see, it is. They're not going after anybody.
Well, John, I think in a two-tiered system of justice, I think you're right on the money. I think they do make it legal. But with the overwhelming evidence you had, didn't you get a little traction? If I remember right, wasn't there a fine levied by Lynch against HSBC?
There was a $1.9 billion fine. I have not received one penny. Treasury Department, IRS, they got a $500 million. The money was broken out in different areas. Homeland Security, they've got $100 and something million for a building in New York City. which they were part of the crime because they did nothing. I mean, all the fine is, and you can call it a fine, they never got fined. The fine was a payoff. It was a payoff to shut people up and keep the business going. Because as of today, they are still doing the same business.
Mm-hmm. Only now, I think there's pretty clear evidence this money is being used, as I said at the top of the show, to bribe key people in government and judges to look the other way and perpetuate the fraud that's going on. It's absolutely amazing. When you looked at the fact that no courts have heard one inch of evidence, did you reflect back to your experiences? I mean, did you immediately see a connection?
Well, yes. The courts at all are sitting there with all the evidence in their face. They're not there to prosecute the evidence. They're there to put the evidence aside and find a way not to prosecute it. They will not prosecute that something that big because they will not be a judge.
Interesting. What about the Supreme Court? Do you think the reach is strong enough to influence them?
Oh, yes. It's all right there. It's in black and white. I mean, if there wasn't, we would be sitting here right now with whole court cases going on and any individuals in jail. But they are not. Everyone is just walking around free as can be. But the little guys like me, the whistleblowers, are the ones that suffer. We are the ones that have a hard time getting the jobs. We are the ones that wind up working with a company like Allstate, and Allstate wants nothing to do with you then because you're a whistleblower, because you have brown skin. You know, it's just atrocious. If you're a whistleblower and you're a minority, you're in trouble in life. Because you take a company like Allstate I was with, they terminated me for being a whistleblower just before the election came out with Biden and Trump because I was going to get in the middle of it, and I let them know it. And I went after two judges from an arbitration, and Allstate turns around and terminated me because of that. They said, no, we don't want none part of this. We're getting rid of you. And I said, well, and I asked them about why I only have white managers here. Where's the people of color? They said, you'll never have one. That's your Allstate.
To me, I thought whistleblower was a protected activity.
Whistleblower is supposed to be a protective activity. And that's what it says on paper. Being on paper and having the actual experience of someone protecting you is totally two different things. Totally. I have not been protected. I was retaliated against by Allstate. I was retaliated against by HSBC Bank. I've been retaliated by every law enforcement out there. So you can say, yes, whistleblowers are supposed to be protected. Don't say they are protected, because supposed to be and are two different things.
I understand what you're saying. Have you thought about pursuing legal action against Allstate for wrongful termination or going through the EEOC just to at least see what would happen?
I am already in process with a complaint with the EEOC. I'm already in a process with the whistleblower Treasury Department in Washington, D.C. to take action against Allstate. I've already got an attorney. I'm filing a racial discrimination, wrongful termination, breach of contract, violating my constitutional rights, and I'm not sitting still with it.
That's pretty clear.
I'm not going to sit there with a company that tells me because I'm mixed race, they don't want me, because I'm a whistleblower, they don't want me, because they have a spokesman that's black, everybody needs a cover-up. I'm sorry, I'm not going to sit there and tolerate this for no one.
So did they actually use race when they told you why they were terminating you?
Yes.
Wow.
I asked them, why don't you have any field managers here of mixed race? Though you'll never have one. You're only going to have a white one. I said, well, you have a spokesman, Dennis, his name is Dennis, and I said, well, everybody needs a cover-up. Mind your own business.
For this to follow you, how many years ago did you actually leave HSBC?
I was terminated in February 2010.
So we're 10 years out. And there's
10 years out, and your life will never be the same, and it will be part of your life for your life.
Wow. That's just incredible. And how long did you work for Allstate?
I was 10 years with Allstate.
Wow. It's an amazing, amazing story.
Because the election came out, and I got involved with going after two arbitrators who work with insurance companies, and I was going to use it to let the world know about Biden and everything going on in China, because I wrote about it in my book. My new book is called Whistleblower, blood money. Obama, Clinton, Comey, Lynch.
Whistleblower blood
they
money?
They wanted me out. Whistleblower blood money. My website is crookedscum.com. www.crookedscum.com.
I like the name. I'm making a note here on this. What brought you into Biden, China, and all this? I mean, was this something you discovered from your own research, or is it old information?
The information I have deals with money laundering, starting with the Clinton Foundation and using the public identity, which led through to involve Lynch, Obama's, Biden's, Comey, and so many individuals on how money flows through the system, how to bribe a government official to get what you want. That's how I got into everything.
I wonder how many government officials actually turned down these bribes.
A lot less than take it.
I think that's probably true. But are you aware of anyone who's just walked away? They have knowledge of the system now and they just walked away from it?
There are a few. Yes, there are.
Would you suspect people like Rand Paul would be one of those few?
Possibly.
Yeah, that's my
sense,
too. I
really don't want to say yay and nay and things, but possibly. Your congressmen that they don't want nothing to do with are the ones usually that will not take any money. Bribes.
Yeah, and the ones who have campaign funds directed away from them, too. Yeah, is it one big club? I mean, right now we're zeroed in on just a few entities, but it sounds like the tentacles are wide. So if you're not willing to play ball, they can bring pressure on you no matter what your job is.
Oh, yes. It's all controlled by the party. And then party leads out and branches off into many different avenues of getting the money in. And if you don't bring the money in, then they get rid of you.
Got it.
So you're not voted in by the people, and you're not voted out by the people. It's all controlled within the party.
Have you been harassed by the IRS?
They won't talk to me. I call them up all the time and harass them. I would like to know what happened with those accounts that were given to them. Where is that $500 million of tax revenue just from those two companies alone? What have happened with my whistleblower reward? I never got anything. I really would love to know what happened.
Yeah, talk to me about that, because I'm unfamiliar with that process. You just mentioned the term whistleblower reward, and I think that you're relating that to what you said earlier with I didn't get anything, and you named off all these agencies that got something from the settlement that HSBC had to pay. So were you entitled to money, and can you tell us how much?
As a whistleblower, you are entitled to 30% of whatever the government collects. So when I was with the IRS, I had two recorded conversations with two senior IRS investigators. And they were like, first day was like, oh, my God, I never knew about this. They went through everything. We showed everything. And they told me point blank, you need to put this in, whistleblower complaint. I said, you will get a reward. And I was in Investigator Wagner and Sophie. I was like, really? I'm not here for a reward. But, okay, I will. And the guy goes, do you realize how much money you can get? I said, I have no idea. He goes, well, there's $500 million here, 30%.
Oh, boy.
I was like, wow, 30%, 150 million. I can do a lot with that, take care of a lot of people, take care of a lot of charities, take care of a lot of kids around the world. But never seen a dime of it. I went back for a second meeting with senior investigator Solfit. Same thing. We didn't know anything. We checked this out. We don't know nothing about this. This is all new to us. Talk about rewards. Okay. Well, I didn't care about rewards. Just take care of these people. Get them out of the system. You know what to do. Legally. But nothing got done as far as I know. And I know that the payoffs went through. I know I gave all that information to Loretta Lynch. I gave Loretta Lynch the voice recordings of everyone. And she did nothing with it. How can you have 104 or so employees working at a bank all know what's going on about the money laundering and not one person goes to jail without being involved?
Yeah, Loretta Lynch
was
paid
off. Good, interesting story there.
Well, she got rewarded. I mean, if I remember right, when you dealt with her, she was the head of the Eastern Division, wasn't she, of prosecutors for the federal government? Eastern Division in New
Yes.
York. And then she went
Yes.
from there to Attorney General, correct?
Correct.
That was her payoff.
Why? Why? Yes, she worked with Eric Holder. And what was he involved in?
I'm
Many,
unfamiliar
many,
with
many
her
people are
connection
involved
to
with
Holder.
Holder
Can
stuff.
you talk about her connection to Holder?
Well, they worked together in law enforcement and all.
Oh, okay, got it. DOJ and okay, I got that. And
Holder worked with Obama. Loretta Lynch worked with Obama.
yeah, do you know where these names are resurfacing? I don't know how familiar you are with the Calexit movement, but the communists are trying to get California out of the United States. And Loretta Lynch is doing legal work. Eric Holder is the spokesperson, and Obama's doing behind the scenes work. In fact, he's even bought a home in California where he can stay at when he goes out there to do that work. So kind of interesting how they're all still working together.
They will work together until they get what they want done, or we the people stop them.
Help me understand the pyramid of power as you saw it. Is the Clinton Foundation over all of this corruption, or how does this all fit together?
This Clinton Foundation is the root of all evil. It is so bad.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. And so effectively, Comey worked for Clinton, correct? Because I think you know what I'm going to say next. So we've got 10 days before the 2016 election. And all of a sudden, the Trump people force the email issue out into the open, where Hillary had 33,000 instances of criminal activity, violation of national security, each one carrying 5 years in prison. And Comey gives her a pass.
He gave her a pass. He didn't give Clinton a pass. He gave himself a pass.
What do you mean by that?
If Clinton went down, Comey goes down.
Because of HSBC?
Because when you're in bed together, you're going down together.
Yeah, I get it. I
So if
get it.
one gets out, they all get out.
Yeah, so her people are probably telling him, hey, look, you do anything to me, your HSBC days are going to come up prominently.
Yes.
Interesting. Here's a name I've never heard you mention, and maybe it's not related, but I kind of think it is on the periphery, at least, and that would be Epstein.
Bruce Epstein. You should check out a video on YouTube brought out by a news agency about the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton House fire, and the two individuals that have information on the Clinton House fire. Bruce Epstein, John Cruise. One is still alive. The other one, his whole family is dead.
Interesting. That was going to be one of my questions later on, but since we landed on that square, what do you owe the fact that they haven't been able to get to you and silence you?
I have voice recordings, a lot of them not out. Tape
See,
recordings.
okay. You have dead man switches, in other words.
Yep, and they're put in many different places. So nobody will ever see them unless something happens to me, and then people know, just flood the market. Don't care.
And when
They're
did
not
you
on,
s
they're not on computers, they're
yeah.
not in anywhere for anybody to find, and nobody knows who has them.
Okay. I've had when I've written some sensitive stories, I haven't gone to an elaborate strategy, but I have had some switches I put into place too, and it's wise because people that don't often end up dying, like Andrew Breitbart, when he said, "I'm coming out with something on Obama," and 2 days later he was dead.
Yes.
So yeah, that's very wise. And I always advise people when you are a whistleblower, make sure you have dead man switches. Well, let me ask you this question too. When I have thought about your case, John, I've also thought a little bit about Julian Assange. And although he covered a broader spectrum of material than you do, you're both a threat to the establishment, and they were able to get him jailed. What do you think has kept the other side from coming after you on some fake legal pretense?
I have done nothing illegal.
I
If
think
you want to
people.
make up something, we'll go to bat. But I have done nothing illegal. So.
Well, let me
The
ask you
biggest
the
thing
obvious
is I
question.
have voice recordings
Okay.
of everything that's taken place.
Are you banned on social media?
I would say yes, because a lot of things I have put out and they don't go out.
Do you have like a YouTube account?
No, I had, but it's gone.
Did they terminate it? Yeah, I figured that. And it's interesting because your experience does not violate YouTube's terms of service. And even, you can't on YouTube now, you can't talk about the election, nothing about election fraud, can't talk about vaccines or how they're injuring people, can't do any of that. But yours is not a prohibited topic. It's government and banking corruption. But it just,
Correct.
it just goes to show that they'll silence anyone they can. How about the publishing of your book that we'll get into here in a minute? Have you had trouble getting the book published and distributed?
I had to self-publish. Nobody would publish it. Distributing it is very hard. It gets put on the side. I went to put billboard up in New York City, and it got shut down as it was being put up. Like everything I do to get it published is put it out. Advertising gets shut down.
How about members of your family? Have they experienced the same kind of persecution?
Oh, yes.
Can you address that in a general way?
Well, it's kind of strange that I would get phone calls and saying that my family was going to be threatened. My daughter would call me up while she's walking out of school, and somebody in a mailing outfit would walk up and following her with a gun on their side. When nobody already knows UPS or FedEx, nobody carries guns. They're not allowed to.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, I get it. I've talked to some politicians before that have been told we know, where your kid goes to school and what his favorite color is and what he plays in recess. I mean, I've had exposure to that, and it sounds like you had some of that visit you as well too. The
Oh, yes.
idea of fellow whistleblowers. You're the only person I've ever heard of that I know in the modern era has gone after the establishment the way you have, at the level you've gone after it. Is there anybody else out there that partners with you, you confide in, other HSBC officials who are disgruntled that have come after the bank? Are you the lone voice, is what I'm asking.
I am mainly a lone voice. I do have people I talk to, but they will not get involved because they're afraid. Many people are so afraid.
I can understand that. Take us back to the very beginning. Did you see, and I want to get into the child trafficking issue. If I recall from an interview we did several years ago, there was money laundering that came from child trafficking. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell us any details about the source, where it was run, who ran it, and so forth?
Well, there's lots of sources to it. It's disgusting. There were government officials involved. There were many people on the outside involved. But the biggest thing is HSBC Bank was the bank for the money transfers. Make the transfer look like whatever you want, do what you want. Nobody can ever know. It looks like other people are doing it. And they're not, but they're just using their identities.
Okay. And what about Ukraine? There's so much now written about the Bidens in Ukraine and John Kerry and Mitt Romney. Did Ukraine ever factor into what you discovered?
Yes, it's all part of the money laundering scam through the bank. The bank controls everything. I told you, HSBC is the king of cash. They're the king of fraud. They're the king of money laundering. They're the king of doing everything. They had a cooperative bank that works between governments, the U.S. government, the British government, to let this happen.
Interesting. So the Burisma corruption situation, you would say by default, HSBC would be involved.
But not by just all, by fact.
Okay. Well, I'm going to throw you something that we know and I'm talking about researchers, and something that we think. What we know is in 2015, out of Ukraine, and probably originated in DARPA, Hunter Biden on Air Force Two transferred F-35 technology to the communist Chinese in Wuhan, of all places. We also know there were untitled crates on that same flight that were not identified, also went to Wuhan. We suspect that's the virus that's been released. Talk to me about that kind of corruption. I mean, have you ever come across anything like that, or what's your reaction to what I just told you?
My reaction is I believe it all happened. I know it all happened. I mean, my reactions are who got paid off and how they got paid off. Reactions are how much money went through the system, who got paid off, and who's paying for everything. And that goes all the way through money being paid is like, well, why do people get book deals for $50, $60, $70 million? And why is it looks that money gets invested in factories like Wuhan? Why is it ex-presidents invest their money into companies like Wuhan? Millions of dollars. And they're part of the transactions taking
place. Could you be talking about Obama?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. And, gosh, I can't remember the name of his investments. Oh, I'm drawing a blank, and I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on it. But he's got two investment, both by the same name.
And who managed those investments?
Yeah, and you're saying at Chase, that makes so much sense. I hate it when I have these little brain aneurysms, but he had two investment firms in the Gulf oil crisis, Obama did, and he got paid kickbacks from Nalco for allowing Corexit to be sprayed because Corexit would bury the oil under the water, but it did nothing to clean things up. But Corexit was highly toxic and very bad for the people and has caused a lot of damage. And he got paid back through back channels when we traced this to Nalco. And if I remember right, HSBC was probably the fiduciary bank.
Yes, they were.
Holy crap. I worked for months on that story. Wow. So you're right. There's nothing illegal that goes on that HSBC doesn't touch. Who runs HSBC then? I guess that should be the question I should be asking.
The governments themselves.
So these are self-perpetuating criminal enterprises.
The government controls who's the executive in the bank. The government controls what they do, what they say, how money flows, how money gets transferred. The government controls what corruption is done, what percentage they get. The government controls anything and everything about all the money flows. The government controls what fines are paid, what bribes are paid off. The government controls it all, which is mainly the United States and the British government.
So effectively, everything is rigged, from elections to transactions.
Correct.
What was your reaction to the COVID situation when it came here?
The COVID situation is this. It's meant to kill the weak and the old. It's meant to correct Social Security. It's meant to put a scare in people. It's meant to take the money from the poor and give it to the rich. COVID is created by our government.
But the courtesy release came from China. Am I right?
That is correct. And who controlled the courtesy release?
So come do this to us. And it also allowed them to get rid of a populist president and a populist movement. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And the way you kill populism is to lock everybody down and put face masks on them.
That's it.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm expecting to get some blowback when I put this interview out. This is pretty remarkable. John, I'm going to have to come to you for protection. This is...
You might get some blowback too from Wall Street, too. So
you know, it's funny.
Really care.
I don't know what the layman's going to think when they hear this interview. They're going to hear corruption this, corruption that. But I've done enough work in this area for long enough that you just filled in some really important gaps. There's no question. Let me ask you this question. Your view of Trump and COVID.
My view of Trump and COVID. My view is Trump knows where it came from. My view is Trump's on the same page with us. My view with Trump is, well, if you get it, you get it, because everybody is going to get it. I don't care what you do. All we're doing and all they are doing to us is creating it to last longer, to put more fear in us, to make us believe it'll never end, to lock us down for good.
Okay, and the lockdown comes from the reset. What's your understanding of the reset? What will that look like from your perspective?
More control on us, more control on people, more power to government, more power to individuals that have money. You know, they want to control everything. You want to know where you're going, what you're doing, everything. It's the power of your cell phone. Where you're going, what you're doing. They're going to control if you go to a store. They're going to control if you go to a liquor store. They're going to control if you go to a porn shop. They're going to control if you go to a gas station. They're going to know everything about you. They're going to control everything. And from what I believe, what the vaccine will do, it'll control you to your body, to where they can track your body with 5G. I'm not sure about analysis things I've been hearing from certain medical people I talk to. They want to control anything and read about you. If they want to change your DNA, they can change your DNA. They want total 100% control of your body.
Wow. And so the vaccine contains tracking devices? Is that what you're saying?
Well, this is what I've been told, but I don't know.
Well, I've heard this in other circles. And I know that tracking is something that they want to do with everybody, so that does make a lot of sense. And it's tracking to control all activity, correct?
Correct.
So it's kind of like the ultimate social credit system.
Yes.
My goodness. and there's no way to combat this, am I right?
Not that I know of. No, just don't get the vaccine.
And they can reach into your job and fire you for what you're doing. Talk to me about you talked about judges that you were exposing, and I'm not quite sure where you were going with that. Can you describe a little bit about what these judges did wrong and what you were trying to expose?
I was terminated from HSBC Bank. I filed a lawsuit against the attorney that was handling it for not doing anything, Mark Byrne. I sued him for malpractice. I went into arbitration, which was not easy, and I was proven that I was a whistleblower against HSBC Bank, and he didn't. I was wrongfully terminated, and he did nothing. I was supposed to be awarded a certain sum of money. The arbitrators found out who the insurance company was that was going to pay for the reward, and when they did, they realized that that was their client. So they would not award me the money I deserved. They award me next to nothing, and we could never figure out why until I started doing some hunting. And I called the insurance company, and they told me, oh, yes, these lawyers, they do everything for us. They save us hundreds of millions and billions of dollars and everything. These people went on and on and on. And I'm like, I couldn't believe them. I'm sitting like, I can't believe I'm listening to this. This is what they did to me. So I decided that since they never disclosed to me that they worked for the insurance company, that is a criminal offense. And I'm suing them for that.
Well, it's certainly a conflict of interest, and they could lose their legal licenses.
It was their legal license. It's a felon for not disclosing conflict of interest as an attorney and not doing your job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I know people who've tried to secure a lawyer, and they said, no, we have a conflict here. And exactly.
And they never disclosed it, and they have to.
Wow. Correct. Do you think the boiler rooms that you did, and let me back up here. I remember that when you told us, when I first interviewed you, that you actually went out and investigated these fake business addresses, and there were no more than boiler rooms. Is HSBC still doing business like that, or have they gone more high tech?
They're doing business like that, but more high tech.
Okay, so a little of both.
Yes.
What's the involvement of the military in all this?
Well, military money and everything goes through banking system. Military, I don't know what everything is going on with it, but I don't know. This world's just crazy, if you ask me.
Well, let me just share with you, because I think the business model is the same, but it might be outside HSBC Bank. The military-industrial complex, which I know you're familiar with, I've been told they control the Joint Chiefs, and they control them
Correct.
financially. Do you have
Yes.
any knowledge of that?
Not a lot. I haven't wanted to get into it. Had a chance to, but I really don't want to get so much into all the military stuff. It gets a little crazy dealing with people. But there's a lot of payoffs going on in the military. Oh, it's atrocious.
Yeah.
Giving these contracts out for multi millions of dollars and then very, very, very few individuals prospering to unbelief.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought you were going to say, but really kind of outside your purview. But it's something, the reason I asked this question is because I've been told that, and I was told this by someone inside the Pentagon, that if Trump wanted to retain his presidency, he had to go to war with China, and then they would fix it so he'd be president. So that's why I asked the question, and I just and I know a little bit of how that system works, and that's why I believed it.
Yes.
Okay, so how far down does this payoff corruption go in politics? Okay, we know it affects presidents. We know it affects important congressmen and senators and judges and so forth, federal judges, local judges. How far down does it go in the political spectrum? Does it reach the state house? Does it go to the county commissioners? How far down does this buy the buy-offs and the corruption go?
The payoffs and buyoffs go down as far as they have to go down to get the job done, what they want. Remember, there is no limit to the money.
Is it money they just pull out the printing press and just print it up?
Basically, it's not even printed up, it's just all done electronically.
Okay, that makes sense,
Everything's
yeah.
electronic.
But it's not really money. It's just,
No,
it
it's
becomes
just
money out
electronic.
of thin
This
air.
is the biggest reason why they want cash gone. They want cash gone, period, so they control everything electronically.
So they can say the money is whatever they say it is.
That's it.
My goodness. And you're not aware of any other whistleblower in this industry like yourself who's coming forward.
No, there are some out there, but I don't know to the extent as far as they're into it.
Well, let's put it this way. I've not crossed paths with anybody who does what you have done.
I have, but they ran.
So in other words, they were intimidated. Okay. That makes sense. So I'll say it this way. I know of nobody who's done what you do that's still doing it. pretty interesting.
Well, I don't.
Are you still living in Colorado?
Yes.
Interesting location, since if DC is destroyed, that becomes the capital. I want to give you a minute to talk about you said you have a new book.
Well, it's not that new. It's been out for a little bit. I think you can still get it on Amazon, but it's called Whistleblower Blood Money. There are no concealed names. Everything is factual. Everybody's real names are out there. I don't care if it's Comey, Clinton's, Obama, anyone. Biden's are in there with their money transactions in China. It's all there. I'm not hiding nothing. But people want to read
Amazing.
it. People want to know what's going on. It's there. You go to crookedscum.com, my website.
And you can actually get this on Amazon?
Yes. I think so now. I don't know. I do believe so,
Well,
but if you
I
go
can't
through my
believe you ever got this
website,
on Amazon, John. I mean,
crookedscum.com.
that's my reaction. I think you'd have been censored right off of there from day one.
I don't know anymore if it's censored or not. It's just like,
No,
I
but
don't
the
know.
fact that you even got it up there is a miracle.
Yeah, that is it was not easy. It
Do you think
was
that they
not
just
easy at
didn't
all.
know? Do you think they just didn't know what this was? Oh, just another whistleblower book, no big deal.
Yeah, I think that's the whole what they really thought. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And your website is what?
crookedscum.com. www.crookedscum.com. crookedscum.com.
So let me ask you a question, John. Now that you're not working for Allstate, how are you plotting your future? What's your next move?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm moving forward with different things, different avenues. So I don't know exactly what to tell you right now.
Okay.
But I'll let you know in time.
Well, the Allstate thing is how recent is that, your termination?
Just a couple months.
Okay.
Very recent.
Yeah, it couldn't happen at a worse time either. That's absolutely amazing. what's your sense, real quick, 10-second answer, is the EEOC receptive to your claim?
Oh, yes. I spent a few hours on a phone with one individual, and he was just like, oh my God, he says, I've never heard something like this in my life. And then he checked me out online, and he goes, if I don't get a response to him by a certain date, I am to call him back, and I have his personal number.
Okay. Well, let's hope that he has some independence and can't be leaned on. John, has been really informative. It's been great doing an update with you. I admire your courage, as always. And I thank you so much for coming on the Common Sense Show, and keep us in the loop as to what's going on.
Thank you. You have a great time. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Bye. Talk to you later, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.